Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul, and this is Torah Life Ministries, and suffer well, my friends. This is the Suffer Well devotional series. As we read, I'm going to read the devotional that we do here every day about suffering well, and then after that, we're going to do a teaching on this particular topic. And today, the topic is to fear or not to fear, and we're going to read this and see what it has to say. It says, as we launch into the devotion, let us remind you of the critical pattern you must keep in mind at all times. We illuminated on this in detail in a different devotion. The door of hope is in the valley, in the wilderness. Yahweh has chosen the wilderness as his place for revelation. And because of the wilderness, it is the designated place of revelation. Denial of the pattern leads to the denial of the revelation. When Yahweh gives you his word, loved one, it is forever. Clarification comes from fresh revelation, and fresh revelation comes from the valley experience, which are meant to test your obedience. And you shall remember that Yahweh, your mighty one, led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. Because mankind made decisions, those that brought eternal damnation, unnatural fear, paralyzing, crippling fear and anxiety, became an option for carnal man. However, how often do you mistake the fear of Yahweh as a bad thing because of your inability to distinguish between healthy fear of your mighty one and thus unnatural fear? Your inheritance as some sons and daughters of the king offers you to fear not. With regard to the unnatural fear, you would be wise to walk in it. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear, paralyzing, crippling fear and anxiety, involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. Yahweh has declared, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your mighty one. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, Isaiah 41:10. And the end of this devotion, you will learn how to be made perfect in love and how to fear not. There is no clearer distinction between unnatural fears and the healthy fear of Yahweh then the words of Moses. Do not fear, for the Almighty has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. Exodus 20, verse 20. The very day Moses instructed to deliver the commands to the people, we see the nuance. Do not fear. Be very afraid. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. Reverence of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, not anxiety or paralyzing, crippling fear. Reverent wisdom teaches. Don't touch that or you will burn. Reverence, not fear, that destroys, is the fear that preserves. Do not fear, for the Almighty has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. Loved one, the test is a good thing. It trains you to reverence Yahweh and fear sin. It helps you mature. It produces perfection. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. James 1, verses 2 to 4. In essence, fear of all types can be used for good when you consider your choices. Fear of Yahweh brings wisdom, and fear of sin brings perfection. And in your valley experiences, you are tested on what choices you will make when you face the great trials. If you are not sinning, then unnatural fear is impossible, and you are made perfect in love. In conclusion, the question you might want to ponder is, why does it take so much testing to teach me not to sin? In this, you greatly rejoice. Though now, for a little while, if need be, you have been grieving by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is testing by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory the revelation of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. 1 Peter 1, verses 6 to 7. Hallelujah. That is our devotional for today, and we're looking and thinking and talking about fear. About fear. There's so much confusion about this idea of fear and what fear is and what fear not. And a rightful question for a non-believer or somebody who doesn't understand to say and ask is, why should we fear Yahweh? Isn't Yahweh all about love? Why should we have fear of anything if Yahweh says not to fear anything? But we have to understand the difference between fear of the world and fear of Yahweh. It's as simple as understanding the difference of Hebrew versus Greek. You see, in original language of scripture of Hebrew, it meant something completely different than it means in today's world. And it was very explained excellent in this devotional. The fear of the world and fear of man and fear of things in the world that Yahweh says do not do that is the fear that the enemy wants us to have to keep us trapped, to keep us down. And that fear does not have a positive result. That fear keeps us from being our best, from being who Yahweh wants us to be. The fear of Yahweh is the opposite of that. The fear of Yahweh keeps us at our best. It keeps us from danger, and it keeps us on our toes. It keeps us separated from the enemy. The fear of man keeps us separated from Yahweh, and we have a choice. When we look at the word fear, and we think about from a Hebrew standpoint the meanings of the word fear, it's not the same type of fear that we understand and we think about on many levels today. But it really means to be in awe and give reverence. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means. And it's not to hold us back. It's to lift us up and move us forward. And it's a beautiful thing. The fear of Yahweh. You know, people don't understand this that don't have that relationship. They don't get it. Because Yahweh says, do not be dismayed, do not fear. The problem is not fear itself, it's what we fear. The Bible tells us to fear sin so much that we want nothing to do with it. Man fears man's diseases and man's pharmakia and all these other things of man. Not having money, not worrying about who's going to take care of them if nobody else around. The fear of Yahweh is different than that. The fear of Yahweh says we should run from sin, not run from man. The fear of Yahweh says to stand up and be strong, and to understand all the things it says in the Bible about fear and all the scriptures is the type of fear or what we're fearing, as it says. When it comes to reality, our enemy wants us to live in fear of the wrong things. He wants us to live in fear of the wrong things. Yahweh wants us to be confident. We have to understand that there's a battle going on, consistently a battle going on. And it's not a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle that torments our mind to fear the wrong things. When you trust in Yahweh, you're in awe of him. And that's why you give everything to him. You know that he has his best in mind for you. Proverbs 3 verses 5 and 6 says, trust in Yahweh with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. When you could truly do that, there's no fear or anxiety or anything else in life. When you can truly trust in him with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. And what is trusting in our Creator? What does that truly mean? Well, number one, it means not fearing anything other than him. It means not being in worshiping or idolizing anything other and trusting in our Creator's words. And you know what our Creator's word says? I will trust you. I will not fail you. I will keep my word. I will keep you safe. It's a natural reaction when we're in a situation of danger to be scared and worried. Yahweh says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I am with you. This isn't a suggestion. This is a commandment. Do not be afraid. I am with you. To trust in Yahweh is to trust in his word. I will submit to you. If you do not read the word, you don't know what you're trusting in. You don't understand who Yahweh is. You must read scripture to understand what it means to trust in him and to understand what faith is. For anyone that's fearful of man and man's ways and man things, you have a lack of faith in Yahweh and what Yahweh can provide. Yes, again, fear of heights, fear of danger, fear of many things can hold us back. And it's understandable to have fear of these things because that's the way we're trained in our lives, in this crazy world we live in. We're trained to fear man. From the time we're growing up to the time today, when I walk outside my house today and I see people covering their face with a mask, they're covering their face with a mask. Who knows when the last time they prayed was? Who are they fearing? And what are they fearing? It's wise to protect yourselves from the dangers of this world. But I'm telling you, there are a lot more dangers than a so-called virus that doesn't even have a high death rate or is not easy to get caught or contagious. And any other crazy things of the world, man is not running from and hiding from and protecting themselves from. Yahweh tells us what to do and how to do it. Yahweh's word shares it with us. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, not some of your heart. There's no room for fear of man in Yahweh's word. Because it says to trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Fear of man can't be a result. Of course we need to use wisdom. But Yahweh gives us that discernment through his word. Lean not on your own understanding. This is the hardest thing to ask man to do, to lean not on your own understanding. But then again, it's one of the easiest things because men don't think today. They follow. And our Creator doesn't want us to be a follower of man. He wants us to be a follower of Yeshua. And if you're a follower of Yeshua, you automatically become a leader because that's what set apart is being all about. It doesn't say in some of your ways submit to him. It says in all of your ways submit to him. Submission today has become a curse word to so many people. But Yahweh says to submit to him and his will, to understand his plan for our lives. They are for good and not disaster. He makes our path straight, not the pharmakia, not the doctors, not the money that we think we could buy us all these different things. No, Yahweh makes it straight. Somebody gets that terrible diagnosis that they have cancer or some other disease, or somebody hears about somebody that had been stricken with cancer or even worse dies or something else. Or somebody hears these reports on the news about all there's a gunman walking around your neighborhood with a gun and all this stuff. And all these things. And they start getting worried and they start fearing. They go run to their door and make sure their door's locked. They make sure their car's locked because they're worried. They start walking around with masks because they're worried and everything else. For the Creator says, being on him and the greatest protection we have is to pick up our Bible and pray. To pick up our Bible and pray. That's what we should be doing all the time. That's our true protection. A prayer warrior. Do we understand what that means and why we do that? Not to live in fear of man. For we're natural. We're brought up to be in fear of man. I'm not any immune to it than anyone else. But it's prayer and praise and proclaiming that helps us overcome that, and trusting in Yahweh with all our heart and not leaving room for that fear. Isaiah 41:10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Do you understand who is saying this, speaking through Isaiah? Do not be afraid. Do not fear. I am with you. Who is he with? The righteous one. The righteous ones. He will strengthen us and he will help us. Remember in Joshua 1:9 what he commanded. He commanded, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For Yahweh your Elohim will be with you wherever you go. And every challenge in life, he will never ask you to do something that he will not be with you to accomplish. Remember that. Remember that. Lack of confidence is not lack of confidence in your own ability. It's lack of confidence in your faith in Yahweh. We must trust him. And when he says he is with us, do not be discouraged and make a wise choice. And that usually doesn't go according to the world's ways. It's usually not the popular choice. The popular choice is not always right. And what's right is not always a popular choice. That's what being set apart is about. So when everyone says you should do something, or you should do this, or something that makes common sense to this common world, but Yahweh's word says something different. Yahweh's word tells you something different. You must always 100% of the time trust in Yahweh's word and not start questioning but this and but that and what ifs and say, but Yahweh's word says this, so I put my trust in him. To make that choice, no matter what anyone says. Psalms 56:3 says, but when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. It's not saying we wouldn't be afraid. He said, I will put my trust in you, and that'll wipe away all fears. All fears. Luke 1:72 to 76 says, show mercy to ancestors and to remember to his holy covenant, the oath he swore to his father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear and holiness and righteousness before him in all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go before Yahweh to prepare the way for him. Now I am telling you, if you are not following his guidelines and instructions, you should be very scared. If you are walking around guilty, the judge will find you. You should be very scared. You should be trembling with fear of everything that can happen from a bad viewpoint if you're not following our Creator's words. If his words cover us, if he says he's with us, if his words are to give us that reverence and that awe and we trust in him, we should have no fear. But if we're not listening to him, if we're ignoring him, if we're making a practice out of living in sin and seeing nothing wrong with it, we should be in big fear. In big fear. We should worry about it because something is going to happen that's not of Yah if you're on your own plan. It says there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. Yahweh says, know the plans that I have for you, they are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. We must be willing to be set apart and different and step out. Step out and understand and taste and see how good the joy is of Yahweh's wonderful, to be in awe of Yahweh, our King. To be in Yah of his word and to make that choice to follow him regardless of anything. We're going to follow him. Those of you that listen to me know one of my favorite scriptures is when Job says, I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. I have kept my step to his path. I esteem the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's what we must do. His words must become more important than our life. Than our life. Do not let the enemy steal your joy. And that's what happens when we live in fear and anxiety. I have so many family members and people I know that they just live in fear consistently. Consistently. I called my family members up in another state. I said, I'm coming to visit you. I got a great deal because of the airlines. I have all this low prices right now. And they said, don't come here. I won't let you in the house because I don't want to get a disease. I don't want to get an illness. And people say, well, I'm older. I shouldn't be around young people because it could affect me more. Let Yahweh affect you more. Let prayer affect you more. Shut the news on the TV and get on your knees and start praying. Stop listening to all these crazy reports and all these different things about people dying for the wrong reasons. And start opening up your Bible and see why people died for the right reasons. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but by the power and the love and a sound mind. The peace that we have even amongst the storm. Don't be like Peter, who when he saw the waves and he realized he was standing in water, he started to doubt and he started to sink. Remember Romans 8:15 says the spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the spirit received brought about you the adoption of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Father. Help me. Thank you for being there with me. Be still and know that he is Yahweh. It's a beautiful thing. Yahweh goes before us and he fights for us. You know, the fear that man has of this world, the fears that hold us back. Remember, there's two sides, Satan's side or Yahweh's side. And you choose. You choose which side you want to be on. Proverbs 28:1 says the wicked flee, though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. The righteous are bold as a lion. Psalms 34:4 says, I sought Yahweh and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. That's the scripture I want you to write down today. That's the scripture to let nothing steal your joy away. Do you hear me? I sought Yahweh and he delivered me from all my fears. From all my fears. Don't change your whole persona because you're scared about something that's about to happen. Be yourself in Yahweh, who he meant for you to be and who he wants you to be. He will deliver you from all of your fears. It says in the scriptures, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and repetition with thanksgiving, present your request to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds of Yeshua Messiah. To understand, it's already done. His will and his plan for our life is already done. If he wants us to succeed or not succeed, or to come in first place or last place, or to do this or that, whatever it is, if he wants us to be a servant, it's already done, written. It will happen. Our fear isn't going to help or change that. It's already going to happen. And we have a choice how we want to look at that. Do we want to be thankful because he's already set it in stone? If he spoke to you, something's going to happen. It's going to happen. There's nothing to fear or worry about. That's what he spoke. And it'll come through. It says in 1 Peter 5, 7, and 8, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I know many of you get this, but I know there's some of you out there right now that are uncertain about the future. I know there's some of you out there right now that might think you're hearing from him, but you're not 100% sure. I know there are some of you out there right now that you know you've heard from him, but you're still not sure. The Bible says, for what can you change in your worrying? You can't change anything. His will is going to happen, whether you believe it or not. It might not be on your timing. It might not be what you think it is, but his will is going to happen. And he promises he wants what is best for us. How many times could you think about a situation in your life that you thought this was going to be the best answer to a situation and it didn't come true and you were so upset about it, you were so down about it and worried and upset about it, and then next thing something better came along. And you're like, wow, if it would have been up to me, I would have settled for that and settled for so much less. Understand, he knows what's best for you. And sometimes he puts us through that anxiety. Sometimes we have to go through that. But in the long run, think about your life. Think about your life and think about where you are right now in your life. Think about all the hardships of your life and think about where you are. And I could tell you this, some of you right now might be broken more than you've ever been broke. Right now, you might be going through it with no money. Right now, you might be alone. Right now, you might have just lost your job. Right now, you might be having so many issues in life. And you might think, I don't want to think about where I am now because this isn't a good place where I am. And it's in the valley that Yahweh wants to make us to the special people we are. We've already inherited the kingdom. Do you understand that it's already done? It's already done. Yeshua isn't going to die for us. He already died for us. No matter what situation we're in life, we already got the greatest gift. And he's going to continue to give us great things. I know exactly what he's going to give me because the word says, The word says what he's going to give me. The word says how he wants me to live. The word says it all. And he speaks. And we just have to listen and see and trust. He shows us. And he tells us so many things. When we start praying and getting our prayers answered, you know, it's not always that audible voice he speaks. Sometimes it's through another person. Sometimes it's through the word. Sometimes it's through action. You know, we pray, we ask, we seek, and he gives us. So ask him right now, everybody. Yahweh, help me to not be afraid. Help me to step forward on faith. Help me to trust in you. Warn me if I'm making the wrong decision, if I'm doing something wrong. Help me see the dangers I'm getting myself in. And again, it might not just be through speaking. He might point you to a scripture. He might bring someone in your life that says, don't do that. And through confirmation, he might bring people in your life to do that. I know he answers prayers. And I know we make mistakes. And I know he's merciful and grateful. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing of his mercy and his grace and the places he takes us and the things he does. And sometimes we might say something or do something we shouldn't have did or make a mistake that we know wasn't of Yahweh. And that conviction shows you that the Holy Spirit is in you. Because the Holy Spirit would never make you feel good about living in sin. The Holy Spirit will never make you feel bad about anything because it's all about joy. Even in the worst tragedy of his lives, we see the joy of Yahweh. We feel the joy of Yahweh. And you can all look back on your lives and think about all the hardships in your lives. And then you can think about now and where you are. Right this moment, I am in the greatest place I've ever been in my whole life. At this moment. You know what? And tomorrow it will be different because every day is better and better. Not only is it one day closer to Yah, but it's one day more that I get to do his work and to experience his blessings in my life. His timing be done, his will be done, and his will says, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. And I praise Yah for all the wonderful things Yahweh's doing in my life. And I'm looking forward to this day because this is the day he has made for me and us. And we should rejoice and be glad in it and don't let anything steal your joy away. One of the greatest sins of my life is being brokenhearted for things that weren't of Yahweh. And I repent for that. I repent for that. And I'm so joyful because Yahweh's given me things far more than I could ever have imagined for. And it just keeps getting better and better. Praise Yah. Praise our wonderful creator. All right, everybody. I've said enough. Go out there. Have a blessed day. Go tell people Yeshua died for them. And Yahweh be with you. And praise Yah and shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Are you or a loved one unable to live alone because of medical reasons? Albert's Manor offers accommodations for seniors or persons with disabilities. They provide quality and professional care in a beautiful, safe, and loving environment. You can reach them at 772-626-3500.
Thank you for the wonderful ministry, 89.9. My name's Joe. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to yesterday. Nothing standing in my way. There was a guarantee, but in my